beautiful. The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
The Lord has come to us in a wonderful way, helping us to know that He has intention for man. That being alive is not just to sleep and wake up and achieve your ambitions. No. But He has made us to see that He has His own vision that He wants man to fulfill. And He has granted us mercy to be able to look into the things that He has for us. Just lift your hands together and just appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Adore our Father. Thank Him for all that He has done. Thank you for all He's doing. Thank you for His mercies. Thank you for His greatness. Thank you for His loving kindness. He deserves all praises. Your name is beautiful. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is mighty. The Lord Jesus. We honor you this morning. Without you, there is no help for mankind. Without you, we cannot call God our Father. Without you, we are lost forever. But you came because of us. That man can be reconciled back to the Father. That man can stand before the Father and declare Him as his God. Lord Jesus, we honor you. We honor you. We adore you for that which you have done. Thank you for bringing to pass that which is the intention of the Godhead. You are the man. A man. You made it possible for man to be part of you. We give you praise, our Father. We give you praise, our head. We give you praise, our maker. We thank you for this season over us. We thank you for your help at this time, at this period, at this season. We give you praise. For years, centuries, you did not give up on your intention. Oh, the enemy thought he had it all. But Lord, He said, no. Hey, my intention for men shall be accomplished. Thank you for this time that you are raising your armies. For you are the captain of this host. We are not going by ourselves. We are going because you are going. We give you honor, our Lord Jesus. For in all the earth, men shall praise you. In all the earth, men shall declare your lordship. In all the earth, praises will arise to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being there for us. We adore you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Judges chapter 21, verse 25. So in those days, he did not say these days. Those days gone by. This is the estate of the church, but we're saying it's going to be those days. So there was no king in Israel. In Nigeria today, let's use Nigeria as an example. No person can say he's standing as the king. So when you say king, as a ruler, as a leader, none. So we can say, in these days, there's no king in Nigeria. He said, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. People just tell you, my spirit told me. I want to wonder which spirit is talking. So many churches have come to be because I don't like the way my senior pastor is doing. My spirit is saying this. I just move out. And move some people out with yourself. Do some planning in the midst of the church. And when you are going to some members of the church of your pastor. You are going with them. So you see, we just like the way you preach things. You see, we don't even understand what is even happening in this place. And yeah, let's just follow you. We'll just be for you. See, let me tell you something. By doing that, you have offended the law. Even if your pastor is misbehaving, your cane is not with you. The best you can do is to leave the place and don't go with the people with him. Go and start your own and see how easy it is to raise people. Because when you go with them, it's going to be repeated. Some are even still going to leave you like that, and they will go with your members. Don't weep when it happens. Because whatever you sow, you will surely reap. And when they are going, they might even go so much that majority will just go. Because when it comes by, it comes in multiple fold. So be afraid. Don't feel like, see, this thing they are doing, it's not okay. Yes, it's not okay. But the cane of the church or the correction of the church is not in your hands. He said, I will build my church. Did he say you will build my church? I will build my church. So when he's doing it, let him do his work. If you are in a place, you are not free, find somewhere else. My church. Did he put any name of any church there? He didn't say glorious fountain, whatever ministry. He did not say anything. He just said, my church. And what determines his church? His church is a place where he has preeminence. It's a place where he's in control. He said, he's mine. They don't. The flock doesn't belong to you. Yesterday I was sitting and I was looking at these three images. Water. See the shepherd feeding sheep. We must be fed by the shepherd. And when you are fed, you have to also drink waters. Waters must be applied to us to make us his army. You don't become an army without being fed. And when you say feeding, feeding has to do with eating and drinking. You can't say I'm feeding and just have maybe a plate of amala well prepared and there's no water there, there's no drink. You are not yet feeding. The food that you eat has to go with the water. So you can't say I'm just going today, this is my feeding, I'm just taking a bath. No water. Nobody will tell you to go and get water. By the time it's not flowing down very well. So they have to go hand in hands. So you have to be fed. Now, he does the feeding, but through men that he has raised. When he's feeding us, you know, you see, except you want to deceive yourself. The spirit in you and in me bears witness to some things. When you're hearing some messages, you don't understand, but you know this is God speaking. But after some time, the understanding will dawn. Now, the thing that will make the church to have a leader, and that leader or that king is Christ. The only thing that will make us to have a leader is when his things, his food, his drink is coming to us constantly. And when you are feeding on it, you are changing. Hallelujah. As a baby, you can't say, you gave your life not too long ago. And you want to tell me the spirit is leading you to where? They don't lead babies. They lead sons. Now you come to your pastor and pastor is like, pastor, you say, I want to do this. Like, Pastor Susan was saying yesterday, the thing is so burning. It's now, now, it's now. If it's not now, God said, you don't do that, I'll kill you. That's not God. That's not God. God tells you and he breathes upon it. Pastor Paul said something. Say when he was young, he always wanted to preach. Hey, where's the one? Well, hey, let's go and preach. But now he doesn't even want to preach again. Maturity today. Because you know what you are doing, you're not doing it for yourself. You are doing it to please the one who has called you. And to please him, you must know his ways. He doesn't take things anyhow. God does not, no matter how fiery you are, no matter how fiery you are, if he's not feeding you, he's not interested. Feeding must be done. Hallelujah. We must feed right. Hallelujah. When you have a child and you start feeding the child, whatever the child shows, as the child is growing, shows your investment in the feeding. And a time comes, you are the one that will know, okay, this baby will start with milk and is taking milk. Then, okay, milk can no longer do the thing. I want to introduce more solid food. You know, most children, they will reject it. You will have to force them and force them before they take the food. As if you are doing them evil. Whereas you are doing them good. Because the milk, the breast milk can no longer carry their development. But they want to stay with breast milk and just be enjoying milk. See, so especially guys, when they are sucking. Huh? See, they're using their leg to draw all kinds of maps. Some put their hand on their leg and be rubbing it. They're enjoying it. But it's not forever. It's for a time. If you, as a mother, if you don't know that you're supposed to change the food, the child will become malnourished. Although it's taking milk. Because milk is no longer what the child needs. In this journey, they know when you need milk. They know when to introduce meat. It's not you that will tell them it is time to now eat meat. As you are journeying, through your journey, they know the next meal for you. Now, most of the time, we don't like to change our meals. Say, eating more, yes, don't bring confusion. No! No, it's not like that. Because you have to change your estate. So they'll bring it, and it's not going to be as sweet as milk. But it's stronger, it's tougher, and better. And you have to develop digestive system to be able to digest it. So you need teeth. You see, the way God made man, God, he just made everything out in man, this ritual. You first of all start drinking milk, then start growing milk teeth. But after some time, your milk teeth will drop to now give you permanent teeth. See that permanent teeth? You will now eat it. You will now use it to eat the meal, the meat. And also use it for strong meat. If your teeth now start dropping at that level, you have not grown well. And if it drops, no replacement. Because it's permanent. So what tells me is this. In the spiritual, as they give you milk, the milk is to help to grow your meat teeth. But at the time, they change the meal. And at that time, the permanent teeth you now have is for a lot of work. You will chew. Some of us like to eat bones. You can't chew bones with milk teeth. Mm-mm. Even with milk teeth, your teeth is not yet complete. Just give you some few ones. Then by the time they now change it to permanent, they now give you the complete set. Now in the spiritual, same thing. And when you are taking milk, there are some things you can handle. After some time, when they now change your teeth, they will not give you the complete, you know, and you don't grow them in one day. Gradually. Same thing in the spiritual. Now, as you are taking the meal, you are supposed to apply it, your digestive system is supposed to take it and take the nutrient. Now, the nutrient you take from it is what will make you grow. It's not everything you eat that you use. Am I right? you still pass some out. Some you pass them out because your digestion, they cannot undo it. Or maybe you didn't chew them well. You now pass them out. It's not that you don't need it, but you didn't undo it well. Same when the meal is coming. If you are not handling it well, some will drop off. Not because you don't need it, but because you have not attained, you have not applied your heart to handling it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You see, Psalm 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The thing I'm saying here today is, the person that feeds us is the shepherd. The shepherd knows out of his own experiences, his growth, his development. He knows where he can get the green pastures. And knows where he can get water. Hallelujah. You know, the thing is that when you see green grass somewhere, you know water is close by. Did you get that? You see green grass, the pasture somewhere, water is close. Because without water, that place cannot be green. Now, when the shepherd is leading, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He wants to be the one shepherding us through our shepherds. You can't lead yourself. Now, he will lead you to the meal that is necessary. He knows the ones that are dangerous. It's not all grass that animals can eat. Some are poisonous. But if you don't lead them, they will go and eat the poisonous one and they will die. But by the time a shepherd leads them, he will take them to the ones that can nourish them, make them grow, make them to be able to now produce milk. Now, when he does that, he's doing it for their own good. They won't feel like, see, you brought us there yesterday. Why are you coming again today? No, they don't think like that. When God said we are sheep, he didn't say we are goats. Sheep, when you take sheep, wherever you direct them, that's where they go. They are malleable. That's God wants us to become. He wants us to be malleable. You don't understand where the shepherd is taking you to this particular place. But because it's the shepherd and you trust the shepherd, you follow the shepherd.